Democrats have been blasting Republican Attorney General and candidate for governor Mike DeWine for not doing more about the multi-million dollar scandal involving the Electronic Classroom of Tomorrow, the now closed online charter school. But Republicans are pushing back. A finding from Republican Auditor Dave Yost that ECOT submitted fraudulent student data to the state was turned over to federal prosecutors and the Republican Franklin County prosecutor. Yost, a former prosecutor running for attorney general, says that's because criminal prosecutions happen locally.
So when Attorney General DeWine says he has no jurisdiction, he's just stating what is a well-known legal fact. And you know, frankly, shame on the people that are on the other side that know better.
But Democratic Representative Tavia Galonsky, a former Summit County magistrate, disagrees.
Ohio law gives the Attorney General broad powers for bringing criminal charges against entities that misuse public funds.
Galonsky asked DeWine to appoint a special prosecutor to look into criminal charges regarding ECOT. DeWine has appointed outside counsel to handle the ECOT case. Karen Kassler at The Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.